I think the pulpit's rather impersonal, and I want to be personal with the people. I want to be on the level of the people. And then I said, well, that's the whole point of the pulpit. It's not about you. It's about the preaching of Christ crucified. The sermon's going to be the most personal part of the service in the style and the manner of the pastor, but it doesn't matter. The guy can be the most boring speaker you ever heard, but if he's speaking to you of Christ crucified for your sins and you're forgiven, it is the most wonderful, beautiful words you'll ever hear. But the pulpit confesses that. When you wander around, and I'm not saying it's a sin, the emphasis is focused more on the person, the pastor, his style and his manner. And really, revivalistic traditions have pulled on that strongly. Oh, I don't know, Moody, or you have Billy Sunday, or you have other ones that tromp around in the front, and what they're doing, shaking their arms and yelling and so forth before they had amplification like that, is to say, look at me, I am important, and the message I'm bringing is important, and it's not the usual fare, and it's entertaining. It's, they're trying to get attention, whereas the pulpit already focuses that in a place and tries to remove, just like vestments actually do, the focus on the individual pastor and refocus on, this is the Word of God. It is authoritative for us. And so sometimes when you wander, you undermine the very word that you're trying to proclaim. I'm not saying that everybody does, or that's the motivation, but the pulpit is a sign of authority, and we're frankly uncomfortable with authority.